Welcome to the show. Thank you for joining us in another episode. This is Let Me Tell You Something. My name is Atieno Okubore. How are you, though? Are you surviving? Are you thriving? Or are you struggling along? Personally, this week, I think I'm surviving. How about you? That silence is where you're supposed to put your answer. So I happen to be the queen of unpopular opinions, and today I want to share one with you. I want to have just one child. I'm not saying that that's what's going to happen, but that's what I want, because I know as of this moment that it's what I am able to handle physically. It's what I am able to handle mentally. It's what I am able to handle financially. And it's what I am able to handle keeping constant all the other factors in my life and all the other things that I want to do. However, like I said, this is not a very popular opinion. And, you know, I get a lot of questions. I get a lot of, why though? And usually there's that group of people who say, oh, what if you get triplets? Or what if you're not able to have any? I mean, what if XYZ happens? And I say, I don't know. I'm not saying that this is what's going to happen. I'm saying that this is what I would like. This is what my preference is. Then there's another group of people who ask me, what if your partner wants another child? What if the child gets lonely? Don't you think the child is going to become a selfish human because they're raised by themselves? And nobody ever asked me, what do I want? It's about what the partner wants, what's going to happen to the child. Nobody's asking, oh, what's going to happen to you when you have more than one? And it reminded me of a conversation that I've been having with some of my friends. And women, we barely belong to ourselves. We belong to the church. If you're a believer, we belong to the community. We belong to the partner. We could literally belong to anything except for ourselves. And it makes me just want to scream out every single time that, hold up. First and foremost, I belong to myself, okay? And that's something that I'm going to claim back. And I just remember, for example, when I was trying to get my national ID at the age of 18 after high school. And I always wanted to belong to myself. In primary school, and people used to be called by their parents' name, which is my surname at this time, I hated it. I always, if someone called me Obure, I would say he's at home. So when I went to get my national ID, I remember the registrar asking, what's your surname? I say, Atieno. He's like, no, that's not your surname. It is. Because up until then, I had never, ever used my current surname in any documentation. And I said, what's your father's name? I said, why do you need it? That was my question. This guy must have looked at this kid, 18 years old, why is she questioning me like this? Because my point was, I did not want my dad's name to be on my ID. I just wanted my first name and my Atieno to be on my ID, and that was good enough for me. He just looked at the section where I had filled the name of my parents and put in my dad's name there as a surname. That's how I got the Obure, and now I had to stay with it for the rest of my life. But I never wanted it, because I wanted to belong to me. And this is how these things show up. In the beginning, we belong to our parents. So we pick up our parents' surname. And then at some point, you get married, you belong to your spouse, or you belong to your partner, or your partner's family. So you change your name, you change your identity to that person's name. Now you belong to them. If you've been to a Christian wedding, there's usually the point where they ask, who is giving this woman away to be married to this man? and the parents say we do, or the dad says I do, depending on how your parents want to handle that. And of late, that statement just irritates the crap out of me, because I'm sitting there and I'm thinking, wait, hold up, ain't nobody be giving her away. This is a grown human being. She is giving herself away. And if you want to say that, okay, parents are giving their children, then let the dude's parent be giving him away and the girl's parents be giving her away. Because this is not something that's justified in the Bible, even for believers, because that verse says, a man shall leave his mom and dad and the two shall become together. There is nowhere where it says a parent shall be giving away their child or their daughter to be married. No. So, but this is that ownership and belonging of women. It's almost like you're a property whose belonging is shifted from one place to another. And every time I hear that statement, I kid you not, nowadays, I just want to scream out and say, hold up. First and foremost, I belong to myself, okay? Let me tell you another place where it shows up. See, when I was growing up, there was this subtle comment. Now, these ones are not very in-your-face kind of things. But if you did something, they would say, how are you going to be surviving with a husband? How will you survive in your husband's community? How will you survive with a partner? Almost everything that you were doing was tailor-made for you to belong to another place, to belong to someone else. And nobody else sat there and told you, well, if you don't learn how to cook, how are you going to survive? Okay? I mean, we didn't know that pickup and microwaves and what do you call these things? Ordering out was going to be around, right? So it wasn't about what are you doing for yourself. It was about what are you doing to be able to blend into the next community that you're going to belong to. And as women, because of socialization, we have internalized these ideas so much that, I mean, most of the time we don't even realize that we don't belong to ourselves. We don't even realize that the things we do so much putting everybody else's needs above our own and not thinking about ourselves. And this is something that I'm trying to unlearn. I'm trying to unlearn some of the traditions that tell us or tells me as a person that I belong to others before I belong to myself. And I always want to say, first and foremost, I belong to myself. And I don't care how unpopular it is, I belong to myself. Now, I don't know about you. Do you ever feel like you belong to other people more than you belong to yourself? Have you ever gotten to that point where you're so like, wait, hold up. Why are we talking like I belong to other people more than I belong to myself? Maybe you haven't. Maybe you have. But I guess the question or the food for thought is, what is it that has happened to you or that you have seen that makes you wonder or makes you want to say, no. First and foremost, I belong to myself. As you answer that, let's wait for another episode to drop soon. Bye-bye.